Chase and Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game, hanging out at Dunkin' today, 14835 Lebanon Road. We'll be here for a little while longer. Come by and see us, say hello, get your picture with Cuppy. There's a whole group out there. Our man Jeff Eastlick out there getting a picture with Cuppy as well. So, it's wrong headset. Joe is disheveled. Let's say hello to Lee Sterling, our man. ParamountSports.com is where you can go. Good Friday, Lee. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm settling in. This Sunday. Now, there's been some weeks where we've had, like, you know, a really good college slate of games or NFL. I think this is the best weekend of the year. I mean, there's like five or six must-see college games and four in the NFL in every major time window starting at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be a good weekend. The Titans are off after they played last night losing to the Steelers. But let's start with
At least you found a quarterback.
That's what we've been talking about all morning, Lee. Love Ryan Tannehill, but enjoy the sideline because I think you've been replaced at this point. Let's start in the college game. This one being played on West End here in Nashville. Auburn, -12.5 against Vanderbilt.
Well, you know, we don't know. Are they going to go with Walter Taylor? Are they going to go with Seals? Are they going to combine the two? Who knows what's going to happen here? I think they got to take some chances here. They got to try to get up in this game, maybe a trick play or two. Then you can put a little bit of pressure on Auburn. Auburn last week, they just were on cruise control against Mississippi State. They just knew they had the lead, took their time, were patient, didn't make any mistakes. So I think it's probably going to be more of the same. Hate to say it. I know that Vanderbilt's done well the last couple times, although I think the last time they played was 2016. I like Auburn here. I think they wouldn't cover 30-13.
Then you got Georgia, -16.5. They're taking on Missouri. Missouri's been surprising this year in a good way, but now they go up against a buzzsaw.
Yeah, and a lot of people will go against a team and a player the first time they're out. And I think with Bowers out last week, I think the team rallied around him, and it was a combination. They looked pretty good, and Florida played and is, you know, way below average. So Missouri finally has some weapons. They have a quarterback in Cook that can push the ball down the field, and three legitimate playmakers here at wide receiver, and that's why they've scored between 34 and 39 points each of the last five games. And their defense, I think, has improved too. I know Jaden Daniels beat them, but a couple of that – those scores were caused either by the pick six or directly through the interception that Cook threw. I think they're much improved, and they're 6-0 as a road underdog, getting 13 or more points. And they even kept Georgia. That game was close, nip and tuck last year, 26-22 loss. I think this is going down to the wire here. I think Georgia wins 34-28, but with a bye week to prepare, I like Missouri plus the points.
So you kind of answered my question. I felt like a lot of the public was going to be on Missouri. You feel that way,
yeah,
too?
I think it's 16 points, yeah. I think the line should have been like 12.5, 13. And I think Missouri – what's crazy is this is the craziest year we've ever seen, college football.
Yeah.
There's legit.
Yeah.
There's no one team that's that good. There's some teams that are sitting 10th, 12th that could possibly get into the playoff. This would be the perfect year for the 12-team playoff, but – it's not out of the question to think that Missouri could win this game. I mean, we've seen the craziest stuff happen so far.
And then a big one tomorrow night, and you actually hear this on 102.5 The Game at 6:45, Alabama -3.5 against LSU.
LSU's offense really good. I mean, I think Daniels is going to go top 10 if teams are smart. And they've thrown for at least 320 passing yards all eight games. But they have the worst defense. And a lot of times it's your weakness that gets exposed. They're allowing at least 490 yards to the top three opponents, Florida State, Ole Miss, and Missouri, allowing 45, 55, and 39 points. They lost two or three. They very easily could have lost all three. I think that Nick Saban sitting in these meetings with the bye week and helping out the offensive and defensive coordinators, coming up with some schemes to slow down Daniels and to hit on some big plays against this weak LSU secondary. And their offense is picking up here. Some steam for Alabama, and they are 16-6 against the spread at home. Roll Tide, Alabama 38-31.
Now to the NFL. This is going to be a dandy, as they say. Cincinnati Bengals -2 against the Buffalo Bills.
when Joe Burrow's hot and he's healthy, I think he's a tough go against. And now he's all of a sudden Joe Mixon. He's got him. Joe Mixon looked like he was running in quicksand for the last 4 or 5 weeks until last week's game against San Francisco. Finally showed some explosiveness. I think the Bills' offense isn't quite as good, and their defense without White at cornerback out for the year, Matt Milano, one of the top three linebackers, in my opinion, he's done for the year, and now nose tackle Daquan Jones. I think that they've got some real weaknesses on defense. Cincinnati beat them and knocked them out in Buffalo last year, 27-10. They do it again, Cincinnati 31-24.
And then finally, Kansas City taking on Miami. This one being played in Germany. Chiefs minus two.
So I like the fact that Miami left on Monday instead of Thursday like Kansas City did. I think it takes minimum 2-3 days to get acclimated to the time change. And Miami, at one point in last week's game against New England, all five of their starting offensive linemen were out. It looks like they'll have at least three, maybe four back for this game. And also, for the first time all year, their entire defense will be intact. I think they're starting to get used to the Fangio schemes finally. And Jalen Ramsey came back last week, had a pick. Nick Needham, their slot cover corner and safety, he came back. Xavien Howard will be back. Also, Holland, their star safety, he'll be back. I think Miami finally gets that signature win. I think the wrong team is favored. I like Miami 34-30.
I'm going to ride with you on that. And then the play for your list for our listeners this week, Tennessee minus 35.5 taking on UConn. How do they get it?
Yep, be one of the first five callers. You want to find out if this is a 50-point blowout or, you know, does UConn muck it up here and Tennessee may be looking ahead, have a close game. You want to get this game. First five callers get it for free. Call 800-400-9741. And last Friday, I came up with something different. I'm like, you know what? I know there's a lot of people love to come on board, you know, but maybe they're only with me for one sport. They want to try out the others, or they've never been with me before. How about this? We're going to do it for a second straight week. Last week, we had 8 plays on Friday, $17. We went 7-1. I have 7 selections in all 4 sports starting today. You got tonight, college football, NBA, hockey, and the UFC, my top selection, and UFC tomorrow, and it's an underdog. All 7 selections, not $77, $87, or $97, the normal price of a normal all-access one-day pass, $17. You want to get all 7 plays, one place, ParamountSports.com.
Get on it right now. Hey, Lee, appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week.
Thanks. See ya.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. $17. You can get 7 plays. Check that out, ParamountSports.com. Appreciate Lee for joining us as always. Coming up next, we'll give you our final thoughts on the football weekend and the Titans, plus celebrity birthdays. It's Chase and Big Joe on a Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.